2017年，我里边的感受，神给我的一个祷告，诗篇80篇，有4节。
I don't know if brothers and sisters remember that the first Sunday for 2017, we were talking about Psalm chapter 80, and there were 4 verses.
第三、第七、14节、19节。
Verse 3, 7, 14, and 19.
这是祷告，向着神的求告。
This is a prayer, to pleading with the Lord.
那十四节，特别是这节前面，跟第八、第九节一起来的，所以这几节我们来读好不好？虽然好像是类似的祷告，但是还是有一点点不一样哈。
Let us read these 4 verses, even though they seem a little similar, but they are somewhat different.
我自己发现
recently I found that
这一年神照着这个祷告一直做工在我身上
that this year through these prayers God has been working in me
所以我的心很得安慰
so my heart is comforted
因为我知道我的神留心听我们的求告
because I know that our GodPay attention to our prayers.
我们来看第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
诗篇八十篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 80, verse 3.
神啊，求你使我们回转，我们便要得救。
Restore us, O God. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved.
第七节
Verse 7
万军之神啊求你使我们回转使你的脸发光我们便要得救
Verse 7 Restore us, O God Almighty Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved
你看这一节跟第三节就只差前面他讲万军之神啊，我们的神是 powerful 的神。
The only difference for verse 3 and 7 is that in the Chinese version, verse 7 it says,
有加了两个万军。
It included tens of thousands, among the tens of thousands.
第八、第九节讲的一件事。你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。
Verse 8, you brought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land.
那我们就是神把我们从埃及挪出来的葡萄树。
And we are that plant, that vine that God has moved us out of Egypt.
你知道葡萄树就是神栽种的，埃及预表世界。
And you know that the vine represents what God plants, and Egypt represents the world.
神把我们栽在他的地上。
So God is planting us in His land.
然后十四节
So that verse 14.
他就祷告万军之神啊求你回转从天上垂看眷顾这个葡萄树
So verse 14 it says, Return to us, O God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine.
那个我记得眷顾这个字呢在英文有一个版本讲 visit.
So I remember that the watch over this phrase in another version means visit.
就是神来造访我们。
It means that when God visits us.
好，第十九节。
Verse 19.
耶和华万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Verse 19, it says, Restore us, O Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved.
这几节的祷告词都有一个相同的一句话。
All these verses, has one similar, phrase.
求你使我们回转。
That you may be, that we may be saved.
你的脸发光，使你的脸发光。
Make your face shine upon us.
我们便要得救。
So that we may be saved.
今天我们庆祝圣诞节。
Today we're celebrating Christmas.
我们在庆祝上帝怎么使我们回转。
We're celebrating how God, help us turn around.
他的生命临到我们。
When His life comes upon us,
我们就能得救蒙福。
We can be saved and be blessed.
延续上两个礼拜我们讲的，神使我们得救，就是要重新塑造我们的生命。
Continuing on from the previous 2 weeks, that when God saves us, He wants to renew and transform our lives.
所以你看，神的工作一开始上两个礼拜我们讲过，他计划这个工作的目的。
So the past 2 weeks we were talking about, how, the plan, the purpose of His work.
对，那个前面有一句话我忘了讲，是神一直在做这个生命的工作，是神，神使我们，不是我们能，是神使我们能回转。
And that it's not that we ourselves know to come to God, but that God makes us, turn around to turn back to Him.
那他计划这个生命工作的目的。
So He's planning, this the purpose of our lives.
还有整个过程。
The whole process.
还有发生事情的细节。
And even the details of everything that happens.
然后呢，他计划了。我们说他是导，他是编剧。
He plans it, and we said that he's a director.
然后他 initiate 这个生命的工作，他开始。
He initiated this, this work in our lives.
然后他一直做。
And he continues to work in us.
最后呢，他会完成这个工作。
And ultimately, he's going to finish this. He's going to finish and complete this work.
神的应许会他会完成这个工作。
And God promises that He will finish this work.
我跟我先生结婚三十几年。
My husband and I have been married for 30 some years.
我从他身上看到神的手怎么在摸他。
Through these years, I've seen how God's hand, is on him.
当然，他也看到神的手怎么在摸我。
And of course, he also sees how God's hand is on me, transforming me.
我第一次跟他见面的时候
，The first time I saw him,
只是他带我去学校。
He was just bringing me to a school.
去应征一个工作。
Interview for a job.
然后回来经过一个桥，走在桥上。
On our way back, we were walking on the bridge.
我从来没有认识他，只是因为我需要一个工作，他知道学校有一个缺，找我去。
So I didn't know him from before. The only thing was that, he knew there was an opening in the school and I needed a job.
Yeah. 结果我们两个人走在那个桥上。
So the two of us were walking on the bridge.
我不认识他，一点都不认识他。
I didn't know anything about him.
我这个人呢，从来不敢正眼去看一个男生。
And for me, I never, dare to look at a guy in his face.
但是我需要很有礼貌的，因为我们既然要去一个，他要去教会，我要回家，同样的方向，所以我需要跟他走在一起。
So, but because, we were going the same direction, different places, but same direction, we had to walk next to each other.
结果走走走，突然一个非常非常 我应该怎么说？是一个意念清晰到像一个声音，还是我直接听到一个声音？哇，就临到我了。
And that when I was walking, it seemed as if it was a thought that was as clear as a voice, or maybe it was a voice, that came upon me.
那么清楚。
So how clear it was.
你旁边这个大个儿。
This person next to you.
他如果怎样怎样。
If he does so and so.
神可以用他。我吓一跳，那么清楚。
So clear.
第一天。
The first day.
神对我说话。
That God spoke to me.
我后来跟他交往、结婚到如今，神就在做这件事。
From the time we were dating and then we got married till now, God is still working on this process.
我们如果要讲那个 event， 就很多很多。
If you wanted to talk about the events, there are many many things to talk about.
所以我知道神，他知道我们一生会经过什么。
So I know that God knows what we're going to go through in our lives.
那一直到现在。
And even till now.
我很感谢主。
I'm very grateful to God.
他让神做他。
He let God to work in him. He allows God to work in him.
虽然很多的不容易。
Even though there's a lot of difficulties.
他没有逃掉。
He hasn't run away from it.
我也让神在我生命中做工。
And I allow God to do work in my life.
我也没有逃掉。
I haven't run away yet.
因为神用他的爱。
Because God uses his love.
吸引我们。
To draw us.
一直把自己好像一块泥土放在神的手中。
To draw us to continue to put ourselves as a piece of clay in God's hand.
所以我知道。
So I know.
根据神的应许。
According to God's promise.
他拣选我们。
He has chosen us.
他要在我们生命中做工，我们是他手中的 masterpiece.
That he's going to work in us and that we are his masterpiece in his hand.
为要荣耀神。
So that we can glorify him.
以赛亚先知。
The prophet Isaiah.
他蒙神呼召之前。
Before he was called by the Lord.
他在异象中看见。
He saw a vision.
看见神。
Saw a vision. I saw God in a vision.
他说：“祸在我灭亡了，我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
He said that that I am destroyed, that I live among people who speak uncleanly.
那结果神就用祭坛的火炭。洁净他的口。
And so God cleansed him with a fire.
后来
coals, yeah.
后来他就根据圣灵的感动写下神要他写的话，就写下了荣耀的以赛亚书。
So according to the Spirit, he wrote down Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, what God wanted him to write.
他讲一句话，我们看一下以赛亚书四十三章七节。
He said something, and let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
这是以赛亚洁净的口，说出神的心意。
This is the clean, the
对不起，四十三章第七节，我有没有讲错？
Yeah.Chapter 43, verse 7.
四十三章第七节。
This is what Isaiah said when his mouth was cleansed by the Lord.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成的，所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
神造我们是为了他的荣耀造的。
When God created us, He created us for His glory.
那他又讲了另外一句话。
And He said another verse.
以赛亚书六十五章。
Isaiah 65.
第一节。
Verse 1.
好，我们一起来读好不好？素来没有访问我的，现在求问我；没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有称为我名下的，我对他们说：我在这里，我在这里。
So, chapter 65, verse 1. I reveal myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, Here am I, here am I.
我刚刚说，我们能够成为神的孩子，我们能够一直在他手中被他制作而不逃掉，我们能够到后来相信他会做成，这个都是神的工作。
So even the fact that we believe that he's going to work in us and that we continue to not to be in his hand and not run away when he works in us until we hope we know that he's going to complete his work in us. All of this is also part of his work.
这边说六十五章，刚刚我们唱诗歌说主来寻我，哈，不是我去寻找神，啊，因为这边讲说没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。
So chapter 65, it says, those who did not seek for me, was found. Was found by me. Wait, right?
Yeah. 当初我没有寻找他。
In the beginning, I didn't find the Lord. I didn't seek the Lord.
是神使我来遇见他。
It was God who created the circumstances so that I can see him.
我现在也是在讲我的见证哈。
I'm talking about so my testimony.
我不是讲这个生活的直接的细节，我是讲整个神的一个在我生命中的带领。
I'm not focusing on the details in life, but I'm talking about the general leading of the Lord.
当时我有意无意之间在寻找所谓的真理。
So at the time, I was looking for the truth.
The so-called truth.
The so-called truth.
我也不知道真理是什么。
I didn't know what truth was.
但是我知道真理是永远不会错的。
But I knew that truth was never wrong.
因为我在学习知道什么是对的，是合宜的，所以我要真理。
And so I was learning.To know what's right and what's appropriate, so I wanted truth.
那个时候我在大学里。
Back in the days, that time I was in college.
基督徒们看出我有这种心。
Christians knew
要寻找生命。
I had this heart to seek the truth, to seek life.
他们就关心我。
They reach out to me.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
弟兄姊妹，你们留意，这个都是步骤。
Brothers and sisters, just pay attention that these are all the steps.
我不要花很多时间，所以你们留心听哈。
I'm not going to spend a lot of time, so but pay attention to the.
他们看出我有心寻找生命的事。
They see that I had the heart to seek out about things concerning life.
他们就关心我。
So they reach out to me and they care for me.
为我祷告。
They pray for me.
邀请我来经验神。
And invited me to experience God.
于是神就使一些事情发生。
So then God allowed other things to happen.
那就使我打开我的心，邀请耶稣进到我心中。
So that I can open up my heart to invite God in.
我第一个祷告是神啊， 求你使我像我周边这些基督徒那样来经验你。
So my first prayer was so that was to God that God help me to experience you the same way the Christians around me experience you.
那因着信，就是借着信心，我相信约翰福音一章十二跟十三节，我们来读这两句话，很宝贵。约翰福音一章十二跟十三节。
Faith, by faith, I believed. Let's look at John chapter one.
好，我们一起读。
What verse?
约翰福音一章十二跟十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
我说我当时是借着信心，因为我跟耶稣祷告以后，我没有什么特别的感觉。像大卫牧师以前跟神祷告，他一样一样认罪，认到最后他有赦罪的平安，有那个感觉。可是我那个时候没有。
So for me, I didn't have any feeling. Everything was by faith. Whereas Pastor Chen, when he was repenting, one by one, at the end, he had this peace. That he was for, he had feelings that he was forgiven.
那这边说，神赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Here it says that God gave them authority to become children of God.
这边说，这样的人是从神生的。
And here it says that these kind of people are born of God.
我当时就是这样子接受进来。
At the time, this is what I received.
好，那也是借着信心，我就领受了罗马书一章十七节的话。
And through faith, I received what Romans chapter one.
罗马书一章十七节那边怎么说
？Romans chapter one, verse 17, it says.
他说，
因为
神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
So verse 17, for in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
这边说这义，神的义是本于信，以至于信。
Here it says, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last.
我当时的了解就是，我如果相信接受，那神就会使我产生真实的信心。那是我当时的感觉哈，我了解。
According to my understanding, then, I thought that if I, believed and obeyed, that it will. I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
The true faith will, 就会临到我，会成长在我里面。
That if I believe, that the true faith will grow in me.
那现在当时是这样，因为我当时没有什么很特殊的感觉。现在呢，我凭着经验。四十多年来，有很多次的经验，我知道，当我接受耶稣进到我生命中的时候，神一定是向我吹了一口气，这个气就是真理的圣灵。
And over the past 40 some years, I know that when I accepted Jesus, Jesus must have breathed onto me.And that breath that he gave me,
The breath is the Holy Spirit of truth.
Okay, the breath is Holy Spirit.
我怎么知道？
How can I know that?
为什么？因为不知道为什么。啊，我信了以后，好像我读圣经，好像神就借着圣经在很多的方面，他在指点我。
And, how do I know that? Because ever since I believe in the Lord, when I read the Bible, the Holy Spirit, opened up my eyes and I could see a lot of the things that God was trying to teach me.
最后呢，好像他的心思意念成为我里面的一个 standard.
So that to a point, when God's thoughts and his, God's thoughts, has become the standard in my life.
很多事情就跟这个脱不了关系。
So a lot of things, is connected, and cannot be separated with this situation.
那为什么我说凭着经验我知道？因为后来圣经有一句话，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
And why do I say that I know this by experience? Because in the Bible, there's a verse that says that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey.
当我越相信、信靠、顺服他。
The more I trust and obey the Lord,
哎，真的，我就越来越明白神的心意。
The more I understand God's, will.
你知道神的话就是真理。
And you know that God's words are the truth.
所以我知道。
So I know.
当时一定是圣灵的真理，神让他临到我。
That at the time it must have been, the truth, inspired by the Holy Spirit that God allowed to come upon me.
因为我完全没有基督教的背景。
Because I never had Christian background.
可是有时候有一些话，我都不知道为什么我讲出那个话来。我的辅导们说这是出于神的。
And, back then I didn't know why, but there were times I would say some certain things, and my counselor, they were my mentors, they said that those words,
他们 discern 说这个是出于神。
That these words were from God.
从那个时候开始，我就学习遵他而行。
And from then on, I learned to, follow his lead.
我就跟世界说拜拜。
I say
真的。
Say goodbye to the world.
我为这个我说主，这是很大的祝福。
And because of this, I told the Lord that Lord, this is a very great blessing for me.
从十九岁，我十九岁的时候就跟世界说拜拜。
From 19 years old, I, left this, I left, you know, this world.
为什么？因为我一直在寻找所谓的真理。
So because I've been trying to look for the so-called truth.
而我渐渐感受到。耶稣就是真理。
And slowly I realized that Jesus is the truth.
跟着他不会错。
And following him, you will not make mistakes.
那
it's not a mistake to follow him.
Yeah. 那真的跟随他是对的，是蒙福的。
And following him is right and is, a blessing.
跟随他带来生命的喜乐跟满足。
And following him can really bring, you know, joy, in the life and, satisfaction, fulfillment.
我这个不是一个教义哦。
It's not just a theology.
我是为了省时间，我就直接很精简的把这个讲。真的。
Because to save time, I just wanted to pinpoint the most important parts.
我举一个例子。我在团契里边，我们有文理法医工农六个学院，六个 college， 然后 include 成为一个 university。
So I give an example. At our university, there's six colleges.
然后我们呢，团契就是这整个六个 college 里边的基督徒 在一起的。
And our fellowship was all the Christians among the six colleges.
我是文学院的。
I was part of the humanities.
那我就跟其他学院的一些主席们啊，他们常在一起。
And I used to be among all the other leaders from the other colleges.
有一次有一个主席说，哎，柯春佳，你怎么一直都是那么喜乐啊？
One time, another leader from another college asked me, "Why are you always so joyful?"
我那时候圣经不是很熟。
Back in that time, I wasn't very familiar with the Bible.
因为那时候我信耶稣才两年。
I had just been in the Lord for 2 years.
啊，我里面就冒出一句话，这有什么稀奇？
And for me, my natural reaction was, "How is this?" How is this different? Like, how is this interesting?
圣灵所结的果子，第二样不是喜乐吗？
The fruit of the Spirit, the second one, wasn't a joy.
然后说，哦哦，是是是是是。
And they said, oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
他们都比我信主多年的基督徒。
They were Christians for many years.
后来我就说，啊，我怎么说圣灵所第二样？哎，到底对不对？我赶快去查圣经。
So I was like, oh, the fruit of the spirit number two. What is it true?
对耶。对，第二样就是喜乐。
Went back to the Bible, and it actually was fruit of the spirit.
啊，我说，哦，这是从哪里来的 idea?
So I was wondering where did this idea come from?
啊，有一次我们又去聚会，回来。
And then we went to.
这个主席又说，哎，你有没有被圣灵充满？
And then this leader also asked me, "Are you filled by the Holy Spirit?"
我说我不知道哎。
I said I didn't. I don't know.
这个主席说，摩西跟神在一起，满面荣光，他都不知道。
When Moses was with the Lord and his face was full of God's glory, and he didn't even know.
他这样一讲，我才想一想，哇，在这个之前有一个寒假。
And when he said that, I reflected and I remember that back in the days there was during a winter break.
在我发生的一件事。
Something that happened to me.
我重新更新我的奉献给神。
I once again rededicated my life to the Lord.
圣灵如江河临到我。
And the Holy Spirit.Came upon me like a river.
那个影响继续持续下来。
That influence can continue.
所以我们唱歌唱说，主耶稣来要 stay。我说不只要 stay， 要 abide， 继续的住下去。Stay 就是说我去一个地方旅行，我在那边旅馆住几天叫 stay。我住在我的家就不叫 stay， 就叫 abide。住在那个家里。
When we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we don't just want the Holy Spirit to stay in our heart, but we want Him to abide in our heart. The difference between stay and abide is that staying, you can stay at a hotel, but you abide at your house,
对
at your home.
所以我说跟随他是对的，是蒙福的。
It's right. So I say that following Him is.
Right, is right and blessed,
blessed.
啊，跟随他会带给我们喜乐跟满足。
And following him will give us joy and satisfaction.
我真的蒙了很大的福。
I have received a lot of blessings.
等我年纪再多一点，再过几年，也许我可以讲这些福给你们听。现在还不能讲。
When I get a little bit older.And these things have passed. Maybe I can share with you more blessings.
那对我的生命而言，圣诞节意味着什么？
And to my life, what does Christmas mean?
圣诞夜，救主耶稣降生在马槽里。
On Christmas Eve, our Savior Jesus,
Was born
in the manger.
那神也诞生在我心里。
And God, is also born in my heart.
当年，约瑟跟玛利亚， 身孕已经重的玛利亚来到伯利恒。
Joseph and Mary, Mary at the time was pregnant, and when they came to Bethlehem.
那个时候呢，快要生耶稣了。
They were about to have Jesus.
可是伯利恒的客店都满了。
But all the
the inn in Bethlehem occupied. 对，都满了，都满了。只有一个马槽提供一个空间给小耶稣。
There was only a manger that was available for Jesus.
我信耶稣的情况很像这样。
That when I accepted Jesus, the situation is very similar to this.
那个时候，我的家人，我的亲戚。
At the time, my family, my relatives.
他们的生活情况不错。
Their living was very good.
他们呢，还有我的许多同学。
A lot of my companions, my classmates.
他们都很聪明的在寻求很多事。
And they were very intelligent and smart and in searching for a lot of things.
他们的心呢，被许多他们所想望的事充满。
Their hearts were filled with longings of what they wanted.
好像耶稣出生时候，那些舒适的客店都客满了。
It seemed as if they were those inns that were occupied.
那我呢？我却还在寻找人生的意义跟目的。那个时候我还没有找到。我还在寻找人生的意义跟目的。
And for me, I was still in search of the purpose and the purpose of life.
那个时候我很羡慕基督徒身上有光有爱，那么美丽的生命。
At that time, I was
admired.
I really admire the other Christians.
The beautiful life.
And their beautiful lives.
那他们说。是耶稣使他们成为那样的。
And they said it's because Jesus made them that way.
而我觉得我没有。
And I was thinking that I didn't have it.
我的心呢，很低微。
My heart was humbled.
我觉得我没有我的同学们有才干。
And at the time, I felt like I wasn't as good as they were. I was not good enough in terms of talents.
我孤陋寡闻。
I didn't know a lot in terms of knowledge.
我在寻找人生是怎么一回事。
And I was in search of what is life all about.
别人都很有把握，好像我都没有什么把握。
People had the assurance, but I didn't have any assurance.
我觉得我又觉得我不够好。
And I didn't think I was good enough.
好像我的心像马槽。
And I felt like my heart was a manger.
啊，神没有嫌弃我。
God did not forsake me, and He didn't look down on me.
我跟耶稣打开心门，请他进到我里面，让我来经验他。
And I opened my heart to let Jesus come into my heart.
他听了我的祷告。
And He accepted my prayer.
从那个时候开始，初信之时就蒙恩惠。
And so from then on, when I first believe, I received God's grace.
从那个时候开始。
From then on,
上帝与我，我与他。
God with me and I with God.
The story between God and me.开始发生了，一直到如今。
The story started since then and until now.
所以我感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
我为我的不是那么聪明，感谢主。
I thank the Lord for my not so quote unquote smartness.
我为我曾经觉得对自己不是那么有把握，感谢主。
And I am thankful to the Lord for not being confident in myself.
所以罗啊，是哥林多前书还是罗马书？讲到一句话哈，我接受罗哥林多，哥林多前书，读了这两处圣经我就结束哈。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章哈。
Chapter one.
十八节到十八十九节，我们读十八十九节就好了。好啊，一起来。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, and will frustrate.
还有一处圣经哈，还有一两处圣经哈，就是第二十二、二十三节，我们从二十二读到二十五节好了，22-25。
Same chapter. 22 and 25.
犹太人是要神迹。神迹就是 sign， 要 sign 哈。希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Verse 22. Jews demand miraculous signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and the foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than men's strength.
So.二十六节到三十一节，我们一起来读好不好？弟兄们呐、啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的。叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things.And the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
当然，如果我们卑贱，我们愚拙，我们软弱，我们必须要信，我们才会蒙恩。不信，我们还是卑贱，还是愚拙，还是软弱，对不对
？Of course, if we're lowly, we are foolish or we're weak, we still need to believe because if we don't believe in the Lord, we're still going to be lowly, weak and foolish. But when we believe, that power comes upon us.
所以我们就是要信靠顺服他。
And so we really need to trust and obey him.
不论你觉得你自己骄傲，不论你觉得你自己聪明或者愚拙，这个都不管，就是要信靠顺服他。
We really need to trust and obey him, no matter if you think you're smart or foolish. It's the key is to trust and obey.
我看的不少自以为聪明的人反被聪明误。
I've seen a lot of people who thought that they were wise themselves, but yet they were stumbled by their own wisdom.
求神帮助我们继续的 trust and obey him.
I pray that God continues to help us to trust and obey him.
Okay, 我们来唱宣道诗八十首好不好？There's no other way, 没有别的路，除了 trust and obey, 没有别的路。
Yeah. 哇，谢谢你何等的恩待怜悯我们哦！你作为全能者，宇宙的创造之主哦，是创造的主宰，天和天上的天已经向我们显明你的伟大，然后你。